Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the Green Scene today, examples of how nature conservation has actually worked. But first, nature's energy-saving mode for surviving the cold. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Hey, Ruth, good morning
good
and
morning,
Happy New
Pat.
Year.
Happy New Year.
So it's cold.
It's very cold. And imagine not only were you very, very cold, but your food supply had kind of disappeared. And that's what happens to a lot of other animals during these incredibly cold spells, especially things like birds that are very dependent on things like insects, because looking around, there's not many insects at the moment.
Sure, yeah. So there is a trick in nature, which is in more than one species for conserving energy.
That's right. And it's called torpor. And people will probably be more familiar with hibernation, this idea of going for a long sleep to survive the winter. And torpor is sort of like a mini hibernation. It's a way for some species to lower their metabolic rate, lower their breathing, their heart rate, and sort of power down. So they're using much less energy. And that helps them to survive in the cold when there's much less energy available.
Mm. Now, we use that term about people who are a bit sluggish.
Yes. Yeah. But it's different in this case. And we're only really discovering that this is a trick that's used in animals, you know. And this is research that just came out quite recently, looks at the common swift. And the swift is an incredible bird. It's a summer visitor here, but it spends 10 months on the wing. It sleeps, mates and feeds flying most of the year round. And it's dependent on insects as it flies around. So when it does eventually land to nest, you know, if the weather is cold, it's in real trouble, because it can't get out and feed. And researchers in Germany and Vienna did this incredible work where they followed 50 nesting pairs of swifts over 8 seasons, and they collected thousands of pieces of data. So they measured the temperature inside the swifts' nests. They also, using special sensors, measured the metabolic rate of the swifts. And they also looked at the weather. And they were able to bring all this together to see what was going on when the weather got cold.
So what happens? What does the bird do? What does the metabolism do?
So the metabolism drops dramatically. It drops by over 50%. So this is a huge, imagine your breathing rate dropped by half.
And your heart rate.
And your heart rate dropped by half. So it's a huge change. And they found their skin temperature dropped by about 15 degrees. Again, it's quite incredible to think at that level of drop. And they found this was correlated to the nights that were particularly cold. But it wasn't just about the birds getting cold. Their metabolism actually sort of kicked in to make this change actively to protect them.
So they're not going to be as hungry as they would have been if they were running at full pelt. Now, there's an extraordinary synchronous thing that happens as well.
There is. When the chicks all hatched and there was a group of residents in the nest, they found they went into the torpor state in a kind of synchronized way. So obviously when they're all warm, they help each other to stay warm, and then they gradually cool down together. And we don't even really understand how they're doing that yet. But this is an incredible adaptation that we're learning more and more animals are using to help survive these
now,
really cold conditions.
What about hibernation? Do we have many hibernating creatures here?
We don't. I mean, really, the hedgehog is our kind of real true hibernator. They create...
The squirrels certainly don't. I've seen them
knocking
around.
No, they definitely don't. And again, with hedgehogs, you know, you need to just be careful as you're gardening coming into the spring that you try not to disturb them. If you do uncover one in a compost heap or in a pile of leaves, just cover them up again and maybe leave out a bit of food in case you've temporarily woken them up. Some of the bat species kind of more use these torpor, sort of shorter states of hibernation that we get in Ireland. But really, if you want to see the real champion hibernators, you have to go to colder climates where you see species like the Arctic ground squirrel. And the Arctic ground squirrel can cool their whole body to temperatures below freezing.
Wow.
Which is quite incredible. They don't damage their tissue. They can be below freezing and then they can defrost.
Do bears hibernate?
They actually don't. We think about them hibernating, but really bears go into torpor. So they do these temporary sleeps during winter, but they don't go into those really true hibernatory sleeps.
Hmm. Is there any way we can induce torpor in ourselves?
Well, that is a very interesting question, Pat, because when you look at things like these birds and things like the ground squirrel, that's quite inspiring for scientists. If you're thinking about maybe getting people to Mars or even further afield in the solar system, is there a way that we could cool ourselves so we need much less energy and we could potentially go into sort of cyber sleeps? You know, it's sort of the stuff of science fiction. But maybe we'll learn what's going on in these other animals, and that might inspire us to be able to slow our metabolic rate, or even during things like surgery, where where maybe it would be better to have a slower respiration rate. It might be safer.
Now, your second topic today is about conservation and demonstrations that it works.
Yeah, and look, the world of biodiversity can be a gloomy place to live, you know, because there's so much bad news about losing insects, losing plants, losing mammals, and many species across the world are declining. But this was a big study, just to start the year on a positive note. It came out last year in Science, but it looked back over hundreds of different conservation efforts that have happened across the globe over many decades. So it looked at nearly 200 studies and at nearly 700 trials. And the good news is that most active conservation methods worked. So where there was active conservation, like a forest management plan or a species reintroduction, 66% of the time it had a really positive impact on biodiversity. Mm. And the other good thing is the trend is that we are getting better at this. So as we do more conservation, we learn what works and what doesn't work. And actually recent conservation efforts are the most successful.
And because we learn more about it, because some conservation is well intended, but actually has an ill effect.
Absolutely. And there have been examples. There's examples where you move a species. Maybe in India, they moved an invasive algae and it just moved somewhere else. You know, there's been times when you've put in a protection area and actually a predator like an octopus has thrived, but it's wiped out all the seahorses in a coral reef. So every time we do this, we learn. But what we're also learning is there's a cost to conservation. And at the moment, we're spending globally about $120 billion on these kind of conservation programs. Now, the estimates are we probably need to increase that significantly. You know, it could from 200 to 500 billion. So we need to do more. We will need to spend more. But just to put that into context, every year the globe spends 7 trillion on fossil fuel subsidies. So actually, it's only a tiny amount that we would need to divert into biodiversity to make a huge impact. So for me, that's a really inspiring thing at the beginning of the year.
So if we could swap those two figures, we'd be far, far better.
Well,
off.
We'd far exceed what we need to do, yeah.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.